Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Sailing across the seas, a ship lands in port. The pirate captain and his crew go landside for a little R&R. The captain, one Monkey D. Luffy, tries his hand at a card table in a game of skill. After losing 27 hands in a row, Luffy pulls an improbable draw on hands 28 and wins all his money back. Taking this as a sign to leave, Luffy is accosted by a stranger on the street. "You're the pirate captain. There's a pretty hefty bounty to bring you in," the blonde-haired stranger says. "And you mean to claim that bounty?" Luffy responds. "I aim to just ask you for some tissue samples that Professor Richards could study. After that, that's your business." But Luffy gets indignant. "My tissues are also my business. You'll never take me." "Well then, flame on, I guess," the stranger says, bursting into flames and revealing himself to be the Human Torch. Luffy grabs his hat and realizes he might have picked the wrong fight once again. It's Fantastic Four versus Straw Hat Pirates. It's Blaze versus Devil Fruit. It's Human Torch versus Monkey D. Luffy. Today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gabs, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Ray Stikanis. It's manga versus Marvel Comics, and yet another colossal crossover main event. In one corner, you have Monkey D. Luffy, the adventurous and rubber-bodied captain of the Straw Hat Pirates, who dreams of becoming the Pirate King. And in the other corner, you have the Human Torch, a member of the Fantastic Four with the ability to engulf his body in flames, fly, and manipulate fire. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. This actually blew my mind. I was so sure that this matchup would be another premier, never-before-discussed matchup in geek culture. I was so wrong. First five things that came up on Google, that battle was right there. But here's the thing. It has never come to a clear conclusion, and it has never gotten anything close to the Who Would Win treatment until today, that is. Ray, what are your thoughts on today's battle?
I can't believe that we are six seasons into the Who Would Win show, and never once have we used the Human Torch? How is this possible? When I was growing up, he was one of the top five most popular Marvel Comics characters, along with Spider-Man, and that was basically it. Look, you people of the last 20 years are spoiled. Nobody growing up knew who Thor was. Nobody knew who Iron Man was. We sort of knew who Captain America was, but Human Torch is one of the big, huge Marvel characters. So the idea that this guy hasn't been on this show until today blows my mind. And Monkey D. Luffy, some would say he got a very fluke, unearned victory the last time he was on the Who Would Win show. So I look forward to righting this wrong like I'm in an episode of Quantum Leap, and I am going to put him down today.
You know, I gotta tell you, this matchup's really intriguing to me because with the personalities of both these characters, I could actually easily see them teaming up and becoming friends. But, you know, here's that superhero trope. Of course, they have to fight each other in an epic battle first to get past their differences, you know, all that kind of good stuff, which is what's going to happen today. And when you have a massive crossover battle such as this, look, you need a judge who can tap into the very fabric of space and time, who has an Einstein level of intelligence wrapped into a charismatic package to deliver an epic judgment that no one else could ever do. And I'm happy to say that we have that very person for today's episode. Making another appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's someone who's been called the smartest person on the internet many, many times by me. It's the host of the Delvin Cox Experience and the PlayStation Experience podcast. You'll never guess who it is. It's the one and only Delvin Cox. Delvin, welcome back to Who Would Win.
Great to be back, man. I'm ready for some action too. Well-known characters, and I'm surprised the Human Torch has never been on this show. Just, that's surprising. That's really surprising. He's like a crazy popular character. Like, even the Michael B. Jordan version probably should have been on this show at least one time.
You know, it's funny because you would think, and Delvin, you've been on the show so many times, sometimes actually in ways that I've liked, we've given me the win, sometimes given the win to Ray, but here's the deal. It's about the matchup and not about the characters, so I get it, but you know what? You're right. I think it's long overdue. Now, before we get into this battle, tell Legion of Monster fan base what you've been up to.
Well, as the second most well-known Green Lantern that's been on this show, the other one, you know who that is. I've been just working on different things, you know. I was on, I don't want to spoil that. I can talk about it. I was on, Matthew Dawson doing great work. I was on Arrow and the Canary series that he's done, working on something else with him. You know, also doing the PlayStation Experience, part of the PSVG network, doing the Delvin Cox Experience stuff. A lot of stuff going on, but it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now, what's your impression of this battle? I mean, you see these guys going to, you know, kill each other? Are they going to become friends after a really bad match? Like, what's going to happen, you know, in your eyes just to get our audience prepared for, you know, the epicness that's about to occur?
This is a really interesting battle because under most any circumstance, these guys probably would be friends. Like, you know, Luffy's a very charismatic character who's lovable and likable. He's a lovable thief. Pirate, you know, he wants to be the pirate king and things like that from One Piece. You know, I've watched several episodes of One Piece and I realized it was 1,000 episodes in the show, and like, absolutely not doing that. And on the other hand, you know, Human Torch is an iconic character who's been friends with many of the Marvel heroes, including especially Spider-Man. So I think these two characters would get along very well. But, you know, as most superheroes, you have to have that battle first and to, you know, figure out, like, a little testing ground, and that's what this is probably going to be.
You know, it's funny, when Ray and I first met each other, we both had an epic battle. I don't know if the friendship ever occurred, but we absolutely did follow that formula, at least the first part, and that burger joint's never been the same, Ray Stikanis. That's all I got to say about that. Look, Delvin, all this sounds great, but we got to get to today's mega battle. Ray, please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing Marvel Comics, the most destructive source of fire since Trogdor, the Human Torch. And representing anime, a pirate captain who's always bouncing from thing to thing, Monkey D. Luffy.
Well done, Ray. Now, before we go any further, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now, let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for the Human Torch.
The Human Torch is the youngest member of the Fantastic Four. He was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, based on designs from Carl Burgos, and first appeared in the Fantastic Four number 1 back in 1961. At just 16 years old, Johnny Storm joined his sister Susan, along with Ben Grimm and Reed Richards, on a space flight. It seems like a bad choice. Where, through cosmic radiation, each was granted superpowers. And so Johnny became the Human Torch, able to engulf his body in flame and fly around at a moment's notice. This, combined with the highest levels of pyromancy, mixed together to create one of the most popular Marvel characters of all time. Fun fact, did you know that Human Torch and Vision share a unique connection? Now, I didn't know about this till I did my research for this episode, but a character named Immortus was able to split Human Torch's timeline intentionally, creating two branching timelines with the same Human Torch, right? Creating two instances of him. Now, one of those Human Torch bodies was used to actually create Vision. So I guess if you ran a DNA test on either one, they would match the other. What does that mean for future Marvel movies? Probably nothing at all, but now you know it, and that is the Human Torch.
That's interesting. I always thought it was it Wonder Man that Vision was based off of?
I believe this is one of the things that changes often, because it's been Wonder Man. It was originally just they used a couple body parts of a dead Human Torch to make it, like a Frankenstein style, and then it was this newer version where it's just him, but from a different future. Yeah.
I'm really disappointed that Ray didn't say, now you know it, and knowing is half the battle.
Well, I would have been forced to try to pitch my other show, and I just don't think we could use the airspace today.
That's true. Knowing is half the podcast. Tune in to Knowing is Half the Podcast, where you'll find your favorite member of Knowing is Half the Podcast, Robert Clark Chan. And here are the details for Monkey D. Luffy. Monkey D. Luffy is the main protagonist and hero of the popular manga and anime series One Piece, created by Eiichiro Oda. Luffy made his first appearance in the manga on July 22, 1997, in the debut issue of Weekly Shonen Jump, and the anime adaptation produced by Toei Animation premiered on October 20, 1999. Luffy is instantly recognizable by his straw hat, a symbol of his vow to become the king of the pirates, and his ever-cheerful demeanor. Luffy's other defining characteristic is his extraordinary elasticity, a result of consuming the gum-gum fruit, a devil fruit that grants him rubber-like properties. This unique ability allows him to stretch, inflate, and twist his body in seemingly impossible ways, which he uses creatively in battle. Luffy is known for his unwavering determination, fearless nature, and profound sense of loyalty to his friends and crew, the Straw Hat Pirates, of course. His adventures span across the vast and dangerous seas of the Grand Line, where he encounters numerous allies and formidable foes, all while pursuing his dream of finding the legendary treasure One Piece and claiming the title of Pirate King. And here's an interesting fact about Monkey D. Luffy. Did you know that he has something very much in common with Batman? It's true. Look, both characters are iconic and loved around the world, but other than being heroes, they don't have a lot in common except for one little thing. It seems they both have this really cool steadfast rule about not killing their opponents. And although the debate goes on for why exactly Batman has this rule, Monkey D. Luffy's reasoning has actually been explained really well. According to the character's creator, Luffy only spares his enemies because he believes that killing them would be too easy of a punishment. So he makes them watch as he destroys their dreams, which he considers to be a punishment much more befitting their crimes, and typically, in his mind, much worse than death, but yet still leaves his opponents with an ability to redeem themselves. Kind of deep and very creepy when you think about it, which makes you just love the character, that much more. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Delvin, do you have any questions before we get started?
No questions. I'm very interested to see how this battle goes, because you have two heroes going against each other, and you've already said that Monkey doesn't like to kill, and I don't remember the Human Torch being the same way, so I'm like, this is going to be really fun. I'm interested. I'm excited.
Fantastic. All right, let's get this party started. Ray, hit us with your point number one.
Point number one for the Human Torch. I want to talk a little bit about his defense and a lot of the things he can do on the defensive side of the game, because my first belief in this battle looking at it is I don't know how Monkey D. Luffy actually defeats a character like the Human Torch. He's going to have to, put him down. It's not like he's going to be able to just like put him in like a chin lock. His body is encased in fire last time I noticed. So I don't know how he gets physical in any way. And I'm not aware, maybe James will help me, with any weapons, because I don't really know much about him using big guns either. So here we go. The speed of Human Torch. He flies. He flies extremely fast. He flies so fast, he dodged Cyclops's I-beam, right? Cyclops's I-beam tends to hit with like laser precision. It's like literally he looks at you and he hits you, but Human Torch was too fast and he dodged it. When Human Torch first got his powers back in the 60s, his opening speed was Mach 1, and he already moves way, way, way faster than that now. I don't think Luffy could even like keep up with Mach 1, though, and we've grown so much further than that. He often moves so fast, his opponents just can't even track where he is going. He'll be in the sky, and he's just zipping around to the point where their eyes just can't keep on him anymore, and he can blaze into him from the side, pardon the pun. Obviously, a speed like that allows him to dodge bullets whenever he wants to, allows him to dodge lasers whenever he wants to. It's very, very hard to land a hit on the Human Torch. You have to have very superpowers of yourself. Not only that, if you try to shoot something at him, if you try to throw something at him, he just melts it. He just flames on, uses his heat powers, and bullets just turn to liquid well before they even get to him. I believe what She-Hulk like threw a bulldozer at him at one point, and he just melted it and destroyed it before it could even reach his body. So any long range attacks from Luffy, which I don't really think he has a good one, none of those are really going to work because he's going to melt them. But supposing Luffy somehow gets a hit against the man who's on fire, well, he has an extremely powerful durability as well. This is a guy who's tanked hits from the Sandman, Annihilus, Namor, or Namor if you're feeling saucy, Gladiator, and a Skrull, a super empowered Skrull, with the strength of the Thing. So he basically got hit by a slightly lesser version of the Thing. And he tanked all those hits and was able to keep on fighting. It's very, very hard to keep down Johnny Storm. Often the way that you do it is because he has to exhaust himself to save the world. I don't think that's going to reach that level in this battle. But let's talk about a little bit of his strength as well. He was standing near it, and what I counted, at least a 12-story building collapsed on top of him. Did not matter. Look, this is a guy who is just too strong, too durable, and can force his way out of any bad situation. You can't really hold a guy who's made of fire, right? And he reacts, his reaction time, his brain power. He reacts, what's said, at the speed of thought. He thinks it, he reacts it. He sees it, he immediately reacts to it. That is a very, very great reaction time. So if anything gets, again, thrown at him, he's not like it's really going to catch him by surprise with a guy that moves that fast. Also, explosions around him. I know Luffy is very durable against explosions. Well, so is Human Torch. Let's blow up the space where they're at, and we'll see which one lasts a little bit longer. Quite honestly, might be both of them. But he also tanks energy attacks. Doombots, Nova, Blastar, Annihilus, and Iron Man himself have shot energy blasts at Human Torch, and it has not slowed him down. So if the physical won't work, the energy powers that I don't even think Luffy really has access to won't work, what is left for Luffy to do against Human Torch? The answer is not a whole heck of a lot. And that's my point number one.
Look, there's so much great about Human Torch. When he first came out in the 60s, I remember reading these old comics, he was super impressive then. And Ray, you're right, he's just gotten that much better. So let me clarify a couple of things about him real quick. Now, first of all, Human Torch does move really that fast. I think he moves up to Mach 5 in an atmosphere. He can fly faster than that in space if he's wearing a suit that, you know, contains power and what have you. But in this battle, I think it's going to be like Mach 5, which is, again, insanely fast. But it's not like he starts off like that. He's got to build up to that speed. He can start on the ground, flame on, go in the air, start moving, and then he builds up. And it doesn't take him super long to build up, but it's not like it's instantly there like a Quicksilver. Now, of course, he tanked hits from Namor, Gladiator, and all these crazy powerful characters. Let me clarify something. He tanked one hit, which is really, really impressive, but he tanked one hit and pretty much instantly said, I don't want to get hit like that again. This is not going to be good for me. And then goes on the offense in some really cool way. And finally, his reaction time really, really is great. I'd call him gifted, yet still very human. It's not like he's got a Spider-Man level of reaction time or superhuman level of reaction time. Remember, this is someone who's still got a lot of human level physicals going for him, despite having this great power. He reminds me a lot of Storm from the X-Men. Storm's insane, a mega-level mutant, a great character, but her physicality isn't always going to match her overall power. Same thing for the Human Torch, as great as he is. Okay, let me get to my point number one. And for my point number one for Monkey D. Luffy, let's just talk about base-level power. So there's a lot to get through here. Bear with me. Now, thanks to that devil fruit he ate, he's got these really cool base-level powers. Again, this is base-level. He's got that stretchy body. He can stretch like rubber, lets him do all these sorts of really crazy moves. And then as a side effect, he's got insanely durable skin because his rubbery body makes him really durable to punches, bullets. Even electricity won't hurt him that much. And as a result of that whole electricity thing not hurting him, he can also take and tank very high levels of heat and energy attacks as well, thanks to what he can do with electricity. He can also absorb hits that's going to normally be bad for anyone else. And I'm talking about superhuman hits because, again, this stuff just bounces off of him. Reed Richards done it a whole bunch of times. Luffy's taken a whole different level where he knows how to absorb any type of physical attack and, you know, other attacks as well, and just let it bounce off him harmlessly. You know, look, the cool part is by stretching his body, he can propel body parts of his own. So he wants you to stretch out his fist, launches it like a rubber band at high speed. He knows his fist, his feet, his head, in all these different ways to attack. His overall physicals, by the way, also increased his superhuman levels. He's got super strength where he can lift super huge objects, push over massive buildings. His base level is somewhere in the area of where he can lift 20 tons. No joke, this guy's really strong. He's got super speed where he can move so fast he leaves behind an after image. And his endurance and his stamina have been increased to superhuman levels as well. And as a result of his power, he's come up with some cool fighting techniques such as, he calls it the gum gum pistol. He stretches his arm way back and then punches something super fast and hard. The Gum Gum Bazooka. He does the same thing with both hands and just lands an insanely even more powerful double punch. He's got the Gum Gum Gatling Gun. I like this one. It's where he punches really fast multiple times. And you just see like fists raining down on someone at high speed, kind of like machine gun style. And thanks to superhuman willpower, he can keep fighting even when he's really beat up or tired, which is super impressive. So he's not just got that stamina. He's got that willpower, that determination. He's not going to give up. Now, in terms of fighting ability, you have to keep in mind, this is kind of crazy. He's been receiving training since he was a wee little kid from his grandpa, who is this ultimate badass Marine Vice Admiral. And he put Luffy through some insane, really tough training. It was kind of crazy and dangerous, but it made Luffy really, really strong as a base level. Look, he left Luffy in wild places to fend for himself, taught him how to survive and fight off wild animals and monsters and other dangers when he was a kid. He did a lot of intense combat drills with his grandpa. Again, this guy is really, really good at fighting, and he's been doing it since he was a kid. And on top of that, he's got a natural instinct for fighting. This I found really interesting. He can read his opponent's moves. He can react super quickly. Look, there was one opponent he was fighting who had a superpower of creating all these other like duplicates of himself, these illusions, but you couldn't tell. And he's so confident. And Luffy instantly just kicks him in the face using that super long Gum Gum kick. And as the person's falling unconscious said, "How are you able to see through all my illusions and know which one? They're all talking. They're all looking at you, moving different directions." And Luffy just said, "Instinct, I guess." That's how good of a fighter is. Look, he's also super quick at coming up with new and surprising ways to use his rubber powers in a fight. So if he's never encountered someone like the Human Torch, which is debatable, he's going to come up with new ways to fight him because that's what he does. Look, just like Goku from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, Luffy's always learning from his fights and getting better. He adapts quickly to new challenges. And just like Goku, Luffy is also a fighting genius. He may not come across that way in how he talks and his kind of goofy demeanor. This is a person who is a genius fighter. All of this, again, is just his freaking base level. That's my point number one.
No, I mean, look, I'm not going to take anything away from Luffy's fighting ability. He's had enough fights in One Piece and won, you know, enough of them. Lost quite a few too, James Gavsey. And he is a character that does, it's look, it's a shonen. Like, he gets more powerful the longer the show goes on. If the show goes on 30 more years, he will be a godlike figure. That's just how it works. It's how it works in all the shonens. Sorry, gang, that's the reality of it. But you know what? Human Torch also is somebody that has gotten, as you even admitted, way more powerful than his first iteration as well, and he's been doing it a heck of a lot longer than Luffy has. Now, there are some fire-based characters in One Piece, and I'm not going to steal your thunder because I'm sure you're going to bring them up at a later point, but I will say none of them can reach a level of what Human Torch has done, right? And Luffy hasn't necessarily had great matchups against all of them, right? However, Human Torch, he knows how a rubberized guy fights. He literally lives with Reed Richards, right? He knows exactly how a stretchable, rubbery character can be beaten, and he knows exactly how one that is quite frankly smarter and better with his skill than Luffy fights. So you gotta see how Human Torch has every advantage here.
Interesting thoughts from Race to Cadence. Let's see what our judge has to say. Delvin Cox, the smartest person on the internet by far, by the way. You've heard one point from both Ray and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
So far, I've kind of seen some, I think the points you guys have brought up have been great points. But I've also kind of seen a couple of missteps with the points. And let me start with Ray first. I think he brought up some great points. He says that Human Torch can fly at Mach 1. I was curious, is that combat speed or is that just flight? But you can kind of explain that later. You know, I think the fact that he's very durable, the fact that he's encased in fire, is great points, and I think, you know, that makes it a little harder for Luffy to hit him. But I was also concerned when you said that, you know, Human Torch can exhaust himself, because you brought that to the table, and my thing is, and you were like, well, you know, he's not going to possibly exhaust himself in this fight. But then the first thing that came to my mind is, anime fights always go on forever. They go like, you know, like every anime, they fight for a long time. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if you should brought that up. But then on the other hand, James was agreeing with some of your points. I'm like, oh, don't do that. Like he was saying, like, you know, how great Human Torch is. And the fact that he compared Human Torch to Storm. I'm like, oh, Storm is an Omega level mutant. And she's very powerful. I don't know if you want to make that comparison. And yes, he brought up a lot of good points about Luffy. But all of Luffy's combat is punches. Punches and different variations of it, which are very powerful. But you're punching a fire character, so I kind of need to hear how he's going to negate that, and like, you know, can he negate that? Can he put out the Human Torch fire? Can he at least last with the Human Torch to the point where he can exhaust himself? So based off the information I got right now, I'll give a slight edge to Rey, but just a little slight, 0.2%.
I can already tell, you know, reading between the lines, you don't feel good about yourself saying that, do you?
No.
Yeah. That's okay. Listen, this is all good stuff. I hope I have exactly what you're talking about in points 2 and 3. But we'll see. You never know. This is what we do. We bring out strategy. All right, this battle's heating up. Stay tuned for point number 2. And we're back. Rey, do what you do. Hit us with your point number 2.
Point number 2 for the Human Torch. Let's talk about those fire abilities. And you're right, Delvin. I should have let James bring up the idea that he could exhaust himself. Some would see that as a mistake. I see it as an opportunity. And I'm going to say that because the handful of times, it hasn't happened very often, a handful of times he has exhausted himself in a battle, it's because he essentially set forth the most powerful Nova Flare of all time that destroyed everything around him and won the fight. And then he was exhausted and couldn't continue afterwards. Every single time I looked at it, he had won the fight and then, you know, fell from the sky or whatever. So in the context of a who would win fight, if he's exhausted, it's because he won already. So it really doesn't matter too much, right? So he can, let's talk about the fire powers a little bit more though. He can create a heat shield that could stop everything, including nuclear weapons. Does Luffy attack on a level of a nuclear weapon with punches? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say not even close. It'll hurt many people, but he could stop a lot of stuff with that heat shield, probably more than Luffy can bring. He's used that Nova Flame or Nova Blast. He used it to take down Ultron. That's the level we're talking about. And not only did he blow out Ultron and literally just like knock him out, he also stun locked Dr. Doom as a side effect, who just happened to be standing too close nearby. Dr. Doom basically couldn't talk. He was like punch drunk. And they were like, we don't even want to fight him. He's pathetic right now. That's the power I'm talking about that exhausts him. That's why I'm not too worried about it. Of course, I mentioned before he could fly very, very, very fast. Now, he could fly very, very fast to go somewhere, which is how it deceptively, you know, Mach 5, whatever. James does this all the time with his characters and pretends flight speed in space is the same as combat speed on Earth. But we both know it is not. But he often fights so fast the opponents don't even have time to react to him. And when you're coming with a ball of flame as a fist, not being able to react to it is a bad place to be. But interestingly, he can also flame on his Human Torch powers while in space, as long as he's wearing his, like, Fantastic Four suit. He can also do it underwater as well. He can flame on underwater, and he's actually fought Namor down there as well. And done very, very well against him by boiling the water around Namor and getting him to rout. That's just a thing he can do. Plus, he can use his heat powers to burrow through the ground like Bugs Bunny going to Albuquerque. He once made a firestorm that sucked the energy out of a villain's head. I don't know how that works, but he used heat in order to suck out the energy, knock the guy unconscious. He was a big, tough brawler. He's a great fire manipulator. He doesn't just create it, but he can create it and then maneuver it. Even those that other pyrokinesis types like Pyro, they might have fire and manipulate it. Human Torch is better at it. He manipulates it better, but he can also absorb heat as well. So he once absorbed the heat from a nuclear blast and then pulled it up into space with him to get rid of it up there to prevent the devastation of a place in America. Amazing. He can knock you out from heat waves. If he doesn't want to kill you, he just shoots heat waves at you until you overheat and collapse on the floor. He puts you in like a heat stroke kind of a world. He can also suck the moisture from the bodies of enemies as well and cause them to dry out. He can use his fire to create flashbangs, flashes of light that can blind his opponents as well. He can also pinpoint accuracy with the heat control. It's not like he's very, very controlled with it. He once melted a guy's armor without even hurting the guy inside at all. Destroyed the armor, left the guy completely unhurt, because that's what he wanted to do. How is Luffy going to respond to all his clothes burning off in the first 5 seconds of battle? If I know my anime, he's going to put his hands down there and run off into the sunset. He used a fire lasso to entrap somebody. You want to talk about an immobilization victory? A lasso made of fire is sure a non-killing way that he could definitely defeat Luffy, and I don't see him stretching out of that. And finally, Luffy, James did counter this earlier, good against illusions, but Human Torch can make illusions of himself and also doubles of himself to fight on multiple, with multiple versions of himself at the same time, or also to create a simulacrum to fight in his stead while he sits back and controls it and then steps in partway through the fight to finish the job. All of this fire ability is just more than Luffy's seen, more than he's ready to handle, and that's why Human Torch is going to win. And that's my point number two.
All right, really good stuff. Here's the thing. Human Torch operates in a cool way with, you know, fire, heat, and what have you, but it's all about physics with Human Torch. It really is. That's one of the reasons you love the character, because there's a really cool scientific bend to him. The problem is Monkey D. Luffy doesn't just exist within, in terms of his what he does within the physical world. It also operates within the psychological and spiritual slash emotional world, too. More on that coming up. Look, Luffy can hit opponents and has faced opponents where if you were to hit them, it doesn't feel good. It hurts. You feel pain. There's an energy around his opponents. But he's like, I got to take this person out regardless if it hurts or not. I'm hitting him because that's what I do. So the fact that Human Torch is going to be really, really hot, that's not necessarily going to dissuade Luffy from hitting them because, again, he's got that willpower. He's going to do it whether it damages it or not, but it won't do that much damage. Just wait for my point number two. And Ray, I love how you're talking about using similarities and kind of like, you know, Torch, Human Torch kind of fire clones and what have you. That is awesome. Great strategy. Again, as you mentioned, I already kind of showed how Monkey D. Luffy can kind of see through that just using his fighting instinct. Now, let me get to my point number two. My point number two is, let's just say it's time to put this into high gear. So Monkey D. Luffy has a lot of similar character elements to Goku and Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super. Everyone knows this. They both like to eat. They both like to fight. They both have great willpower, never want to give up. And they both possess the ability to increase their power level exponentially. Goku increases power. He goes Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 3, Ultra Instinct, etc. Well, Monkey D. Luffy has really that same kind of ability. And for him, well, he's created levels called gears. And at every level, Luffy can access a new type of internal energy called Haki, which is kind of like chi or spirit energy used in Dragon Ball. See, as powerful as Monkey D. Luffy is in his base form, he's actually walking around what's called Gear 1 or First Gear. And when it's time to get a little bit more serious in the fight, he goes into Second Gear, where he calls Gear 2nd and even beyond. And this is where he pumps blood faster throughout his body. He's able to take his physical capabilities really to the next level. And Gear 2nd makes him way stronger, way faster, allows him to react to any incoming attack much faster than he normally would. This is like Super Saiyan 2 compared to the first level of Super Saiyan for Goku. And at this level, he can use what's called Armament Haki. And this type of Haki, or internal energy, allows Luffy to kind of use their spirit and coat their body with that energy, using it as armor. And it's obvious it can be used offensively and enhances all his strikes while keeping protected. Of course, it's going to be used defensively. And this just bolsters the body's his body's overall capability to attack tremendously. Then there's Gear 3rd. This is kind of weird. He blows into his thumb. He inflates the bones of whatever part of his body that he chooses at the moment. He makes that massive. And these inflated body parts, look, this is crazy. They're capable of inflicting crazy damage on a massive scale. They can break through and take down buildings, massive battleships, large structures with ease. That's crazy. And yeah, and if it wasn't obvious, Luffy's also even more powerful in Gear 3rd than he was in Gear 2nd. In this gear, he uses what is called the Observation Haki. And this allows him to sense the presence of emotions, you know, the intentions of other people he's facing. This power is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a sixth sense. He can see incoming attacks in his mind's eye. He can sense all types of intent, whether it's malicious or not, or whether someone's going to attack or not. He can measure power levels. He can feel the presence of every living being around him and even sense their emotions. This makes Luffy essentially untouchable in battles when he uses this at the highest levels, which he will in this battle. Then there's the Gear 4th. Fourth gear, and this form makes Luffy, you know, even more physically powerful and durable and fast. You see where I'm going with this? He can take on a couple of different forms with this gear fourth. He can go from his normal state to what's called Snake Man. Now, in this form, it's about speed and fluidity, making Luffy's attacks faster, way more unpredictable, and it gives him way extended reach and way more range. And in this form, he strikes, you know, his punches can change direction mid-attack from out of nowhere. It's really hard for opponents to track him and to dodge these. His other form is called Tank Man. You don't believe it. Yeah, you guessed it. He can tank crazy powerful attacks. And in this form, he's got what's called Conqueror's Haki. It's not like hockey, like Canadian hockey. That's insane. This is, I guess, hockey is like the right way to pronounce it. Now, in this ability, Luffy actually can overwhelm the wills of even like the strongest willed, super strong willed opponents he's going to face. He can weaken them severely psychologically and emotionally. And this basic form, Luffy is able to knock people unconscious because you can overwhelm them with this psychological onslaught of an attack. This is something that can really affect him. And at this point in Luffy's life, he can go instantly from one gear to another. He can sustain these gears for as long as he wants. His stamina, which he needs because his battles go on forever. This is something that's really cool and sets him apart from the Human Torch. Again, he starts at high superhuman levels at his base level and just gets stronger, faster, more durable, better fighting abilities with precog abilities, energy shielding, and ability to conquer an opponent without touching them by using overcoming their wills, using psychology. I don't even know how this works. He's just got all of that. Good luck with all of that Human Torch, because that's my point number two.
All right, well, you're talking about the Tank Man form, which I knew you'd probably try to bring up at one point, because I would have. The thing about Tank Man form, James, you didn't tell the whole story, though, did it? You didn't mention the fact that he's only ever taken the form of Tank Man one time over the course of the entire gigantic One Piece series. You also didn't bring up the fact that Tank Man form is very difficult at his metabolism, so he can only hold that form for a very short period of time. Both of those things make it essentially not usable in this Who Would Win battle, as he would tank a couple shots from Human Torch and then be forced to revert as he would get hungry again. And one of his weaknesses is he loses a lot of power when he gets hungry. That's very bad against his metabolism. The other weakness that I'm going to mention is that Luffy, despite being a pirate captain, cannot swim. In fact, if he touches water of the sea, then he essentially gets weakened beyond all comprehension. Did I mention before that Human Torch's powers work totally fine underwater? Interesting. All a Human Torch has to do is fly him into the sea, and it will be over roughly 1.5 seconds later.
I just hope that Luffy has something. I don't know, something to combat what you're talking about, Ray.
It's a shame he doesn't.
I know. It's just crazy. Look, we've heard 2 points. We're at the turning point. Delvin, you've had a moment to ponder 2 insanely great points from both Ray and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
I gotta tell you, I was going to say originally it was a tie until Ray's rebuttal. I think him bringing up the fact that Tank Man has only been used one time is a great point. Like, I don't, like you know, you, unless you can prove to me that it's been used more than once, you know, I think based on the rules of a who-win battle, you know, kind of has to be thrown out. So I think I have to still give the edge to Ray right now at this moment in time because, you know, like I said, all the points were very good, but I think Ray's rebuttal was really solid. I think the things that he brought up in terms of heat and even the things about kind of exhausting Luffy out when he gets hungry, then the whole thing about water, which I don't think water will be that much of a factor in this battle, so I won't even say that. But, you know, the fact that he can, like, Luffy gets hungry, Luffy can get tired, and Ray's whole point to have been like, hey, this guy can manipulate fire to the point where you can exhaust a person, dry a person out. All those things work really well against Luffy. So far, I have to give it to Ray.
Interesting stuff. All right, I love where we're at. This is going to be an insane battle. Trust me on this, Legion of Audience. Stay tuned for point number three. And we're back. It's now or never. Ray, hit us with your point number three.
Point number three is where we're just going to bring it home. You know, we're going to talk about some of the great feats of Human Torch, some of the wins that he's had, and we're just going to show you why he's obviously going to win, because Human Torch, first and foremost, we know he's a master fire. Did you know that he can make a gigantic spirit bomb Goku-sized fireball and then just launch it down at his opponent, hitting an entire area of effect? That Luffy's not going to have any kind of an answer for any large-scale area of effect attacks, especially ones that are like molten lava hot. He's going to be done at that point. But Human Torch is so unbelievably powerful. This is a guy who's blown up a mountain before by just flying through it. He once went underwater to an underwater volcano and blew that out as well. This is a natural force of nature against a guy who can stretch a little bit. It's just not even fair, unfortunately, at a certain point. Did you know that, much like the movie Armageddon, there was a massive asteroid at one point? Okay, one of the thousands of times in Marvel Comics, that it was headed down to Earth that was going to wipe out all life. Human Torch had to go up there, blast it. You don't need Bruce Willis. You don't need the crew. You don't need Jerry Bruckheimer. You don't need Michael Bay. You just need the Human Torch. He'll go up there, and he will blow up an asteroid, preventing it from destroying the Earth. Did you know one time he made a Nova Flare that was so strong, It exhausted all of the oxygen in the air for a mile away. He can literally take the oxygen out of the air. You know what that does to people like Luffy who need to breathe? It knocks them out. That's a KO victory by just removing oxygen with his natural powers. Did you know that he once went into the danger room? You know, Professor Xavier's danger room. This was set up specifically to fight against the Human Torch. And he hit level 6, level 7, level 8, level 9, and he was just taking it out, no problem. It was designed to beat him. He got to level 10 and finally was like, I might be in trouble. And that's when his instincts took over, right? He didn't really feel the need to think about his fighting anymore. He let the pure power of his ability overtake him, and he set off an explosion, a fiery blast that destroyed every weapon in the room, ending the test. He beat the danger room, set to beat him by himself. Ridiculous. And let's talk about some of the big wins. First off, team-based wins. Often in these team fights with the Fantastic Four, he's asked to do a lot of distracting because he's so hard to hit because he's so fast it can fly. So he flies around being annoying, not being able to hit from the big bads. That worked against Annihilus, Kang, Doctor Doom, and of course, Galactus as well. These are characters that he has beaten as part of a team. He has gotten hits in as well, but you know, they use him in that particular way, so I don't want to overstate it. But any win over Galactus, Doctor Doom, Kang, and Annihilus looks pretty good on paper. I don't care who was helping you. But individually, he has some very good wins as well. He has a win over Namor. I just say both at this point, just to cover every base. He's fought this character a lot. He's fought him underwater, where I mentioned before he boiled the ocean and made him go away. He also once used his heat powers to keep his skin very, very dry to the point where he had to leave to go get back into the water again. He can dry out a character in. And Delvin Cox, you mentioned before, what happens when you're overheated? What happens when you dry out? You lose that, you may got to eat something, right? You become weak. You become hungry. You need to rest. And if you put Monkey D. Luffy in that position, he's going to fold like a deck of cards. He once fought a version of the Super Skrull that had his own powers. He fought it. But because he was a better master of the power set than his opponent, even though they were the same powers, he was able to defeat that version of the Super Skrull. And this is my point. There are fire characters in One Piece. Human Torch bodies every single one of them without really much of a problem. Luffy struggled against those characters. So this really, by itself, is done. He fought a Galactus Herald named Terex, and he once froze him by shooting a coolant with liquid oxygen that was, like, frozen, basically. He shot the tube on the wall, sprayed him, and so he could use environmental attacks to his advantage as well. The point through all of this is Human Torch is ridiculously powerful and can even punch higher than his weight class. Monkey D. Luffy has a bad matchup given his history, his power set, and what he can do offensively against a character like Human Torch. And that's why Human Torch wins, and that's my point number 3.
I got to start finally pushing back on this. Now, first of all, Delvin, to answer your question, the tank form that Luffy has used, he has used that multiple times in the manga version, which is the version I'm representing. He did use that once in the anime form. So, Ray, you're not incorrect in what you're stating, but it's not actually the facts for the version of Luffy I'm using today. On top of that, I've already mentioned this, the haki attacks, the spirit energy type of attacks that Luffy can do, he can hit the Human Torch with attacks, spiritual attacks, emotional attacks, without ever touching him. And also, he's got that precog, you know, that power where he's going to see what he's about to do, and we'll kind of know what his power levels are. Now, the Human Torch tires out, not, I'm going to say fast, but definitely faster than Luffy. The battles that the Human Torch is involved with are nowhere near as long as what Luffy has to do. Ray, you said it yourself. Team wins are great, but, you know, in the famous words of one Ray Stakanis, they don't really count for that much because they're team wins. Ray, I'm just saying what you've been saying all along. The wins he does have, look, they're impressive, but they're all wins that Ray listed that were over opponents he had to face a number of times. And also, these are opponents that he either got overcome by or had to, like, run away from the first time he fought them because he just wasn't familiar with them. Namor, Super Skrull, Terrax. He all knew about these opponents at least some base level of what they were bringing to the table before he got these wins you're talking about. The first time he faced these people did not go well for him whatsoever. Now, all of this is really cool, but let me get to my ultimate point here for my point number 3. For my point number 3, let's talk about the Human Torch's weaknesses, Monkey D. Luffy's ultimate form, and how this battle is going to go down. Look, in terms of weaknesses, I hate to do this, I love Human Torch. He's got a few. First of all, I already mentioned that he's got limited stamina. yeah, he's going to stay in the fight for as long as he can. He's got some, you know, good willpower. I'm not going to take that away from him. But the battles just don't last anywhere near as long as what Monkey D. Luffy has to go through in terms of these extended battles. He's going to tire out way faster and exhaust himself than Monkey D. Luffy will. Secondly, the Human Torch can be extinguished completely if he's completely enveloped. Now, this is something that Reed Richards has done a number of times. He's done it recently. He did it, like, I think in the 90s, and he did it in the early 60s when they had to fight each other for some weird reason. And this is where Reed Richards just completely engulfs himself around the Human Torch, where there's no oxygen there, and you can't even see the Human Torch anymore. It's literally in a ball of Reed Richards, like a rubber band. And that's something Luffy can do as well, and has done to some degree already against opponents. Remember, Luffy's not dumb. He's actually a fighting genius. He'll figure this out. Now, fun fact that Delvin will appreciate, the original members of the Fantastic Four are somehow interconnected, and they act as conduits of power for each other. And when they're separated in different universes, guess what happens? Their power levels decline. This leads to eventual and actually rapid, completely losing all of their powers. Guess who else isn't in this universe right now in this random encounter in this Who Would Win battle? I just thought it was a fun thing to bring up. And finally, this is something I really hate to bring up, but Johnny Storm has experienced a lot of mind control by villains like the Puppet Master. He's been psychologically manipulated by Dr. Doom and other lesser beings as well. He can use that power. He also suffers from PTSD. You know, look, he died at the hands of Annihilus. That was horrible. And he got brought back to life, but he had some issues, which means that Luffy's conquering Haki, I already mentioned this before, has a high likelihood of working on him in terms of that psychological and emotional power set he's got, you know, through, you know, his spiritual energy, what you want to call it. But there's something else. Luffy has this power called Ryu, and Ryu focuses on making that internal energy, the haki, flow from one point in the body outward without making direct contact with the target. Now, what this means is that Luffy can actually use this internal energy to shoot this attack, and it's more of a spiritual energy attack than anything, and hit his opponent regardless of who his opponent is. Doesn't matter if they have shielding or not, and it hits them internally. He can make it hit them internally in the head, the body, and all of that stays within their body and does horrific damage inside their body. Again, it's a spiritual energy that manifests itself physically, and he can literally just shoot that from wherever he wants at far range and hit someone with that, whether they're flying or not, doesn't matter. That's an internal energy attack that you can't even see. It just hits them right inside the body. That's going to be a crazy useful thing for all of this. Look, this is really crazy. I could list all the opponents he's fought, but listen, I can say he's fought kaijus, pirates that have powers equivalent to, like, I don't know, almost Superman or what have you, even more powerful than that, because they're god-level beings within the Monkey D. Luffy universe, the One Piece universe, and these are beings that he's fought. But here's the deal. On top of the gear levels of increased power Luffy has access to, there's one more level he's got. This one's cool. It's known as Gear 5th, aka where Monkey D. Luffy becomes the Sun God. You got to check this out. Now, in this form, he has the power of resurrection, which means, you know, when and if somehow he dies, he comes back to life even more powerful than before. Well, how? This is crazy. The devil fruit itself isn't just a piece of fruit. It's actually a living entity with a consciousness, and it actually chose Luffy. Luffy didn't find it as a kid, as everyone thought. No. It chose Luffy and brought Luffy to it, where it then chose Luffy and commanded Luffy to kind of say, hey, eat me, and then Luffy ate it. Now, here's the deal. When the person who ate it dies, the power activates and turns him into this sun god being. Now, as a sun god, Luffy's physicals go through the freaking roof to insane levels. I'm talking, he's now Superman class. And this form gives him, you know, all that insane durability. He has the ability to fly. This is really crazy. He has the ability to fight in any way the human mind can think of. His powers are literally only limited by his imagination. This is the ultimate power-up form. It's really crazy. In this form, again, he's got those physicals that go to Superman class, his speed, his flying, his durability, his strength. This is really crazy. In this form, all of his haki attacks that he uses, that he gets from them, the armament, the precognition, the conquerors, all of them get increased to insane levels. And now he can also use them all at the same time, which means he's got Superman level durability and the armament haki to turn all that into shielding on his body, his willpower, everything, all those types of attacks, the Ryu attacks are even more powerful. And you can't be an all-powerful god without this. Sun God Luffy can manipulate reality. He can make objects like goggles appear from out of nowhere. He can give life to inanimate objects. He can take life from inanimate objects. He can remove energy from opponents. Literally, Luffy is now able to do anything and everything, including removing whatever type of energy an opponent has. In the end, I don't see Luffy wanting to kill the Human Torch. Instead, he's going to have a great fight with him before powering up, use all of his gears. And even if the Human Torch goes Nova somehow, Luffy will counter it. Somehow, if Luffy dies, he instantly comes back as the Sun God, which he'll use to be Johnny Storm, and then help him come back to normal. They'll talk, they'll become friends, and everything's going to be really cool, and they're going to have a great adventure. Look, all of that is why the Human Torch loses, why Monkey D. Luffy wins, and that's my point number three.
All right, despite the fact that, you know, James wants to bring up examples of the Human Torch from 1961 and only wants to talk about the Monkey D. Luffy version from December of 2023, I mean, obviously you can see a lot of one-shot stuff is happening in that last example. I looked at my listing here, only lists one time in even the manga, as well as the for Tank Boy form happened, which even page, manga chapter 842. This is written September of last year. I guess maybe in the last 6 months, perhaps something has happened, but I don't read that far into the future. What are we even talking about right now? The key with all of this is that Monkey D. Luffy, despite a lot of the claims that James is making, which is like a lot of one-shot stuff, he became this character right recently for a very short period of time. Let's just keep it real. It has not been an essential, noticeable part of his character for the decades that he's been around. This character eats the devil fruit, which gives you strengths and weaknesses. What's the major weakness that he has? Elemental attacks. That is the big weakness of Monkey D. Luffy from his powers, which means that fire-based attacks are particularly strong. You're right. He's immune to a lot of punching and that kind of stuff. He's immune to electricity and a lot of explosions. He's not immune to heat. He's not immune to fire. In fact, he is weak against it. He got hurt by a character named Wiper who had a burn bazooka. When a dude couldn't hurt him with electricity, he used heat powers and hurt Luffy. That's how Human Torch wins. His weakness is fire at the end of the day. He was going to get hit by a magma punch from another character, a lava punch that would have absolutely killed him due to his weakness, but his brother, who is another fire-based character, stepped in and stopped that from happening. At the end of the day, James has to really pull really hard with a lot of one-shot, you know, Super Saiyan versions, but at the end of the day, he's very weak to fire, and fighting a guy named Human Torch when you're weak to fire is very, very tough place to come from.
Interesting stuff from Race to Canis. Some of it, not sure where he's coming from, but it's all good. Delvin, look, you've heard 3 points from both Ray and myself. It's time for you to make a decision. But before we get to what Delvin has to say, let's celebrate the Who Would Win Patron of the Week. Every week, we choose one of our amazing members from the Who Would Win Show's Patreon community and put them in a battle. Ray, which patron do we have today?
Today's Patron of the Week is maybe the longest tenured member of the Who Would Win Patreon. He's been a patron since before season one even started, if you can believe that, in the dark times, as we call them. Gunnar Lauhofer. Today is your day, Gunner. You're back in the chair.
Ooh, you know what? When you have Gunner, you know, as an opponent, you got to bring out the big guns. I got no choice. Let's have Gunner go up against Shazam.
Shazam is a very, very powerful character, right? This is a guy who beats Superman, like, what, 35 to 40% of the time when they fight. That's not bad. You're beating Superman anytime in the double digits. I have great respect for you, right? Doesn't always win. Doesn't usually win, but does win. So he's going to come with Superman-like abilities. So he's got the Shazam powers of all the different gods. And if you think I could name them without looking it up, you'd be wrong. I think Zeus is one of them. I'm going to take it. The point I'm trying to make with all of this is he says, oh, I hear you're the greatest gunner in all the land. Let's see your bullets. And so Gunner, being a gun-based character, is going to all of a sudden, remember that scene from The Mask when he pulls out like the 900 different machine guns from under his cloak? He's going to do that. And he's going to start shooting at Shazam. And at first, Shazam's going to be like, ha, these don't hurt. And he's going to be like, okay, man, why don't you stop? Hey, man, cut it out. Hey, these bullets are starting to bother me. Because he's shooting him with so many bullets, despite the fact that Shazam is pretty invulnerable. Eventually, it's going to start bruising him. And then it's going to start shooting the bruises. And it's going to get worse. And you can't, it's like when somebody pokes you with a finger. At first, you're like, that's annoying. But if they keep hitting the same spot like 72 times, now you want to punch him. And that's how much firepower Gunner could put down. Finally, Shazam, the finger pokes of death are too much, even for a Hulk Hogan. Let's face facts. And he's going to fly away, and he's going to remove himself. Too much firepower, Gunner, you got him.
You know, the wisdom of Solomon couldn't even help him with this, with what's going on with Gunner. Congratulations. Remember, you too can become a celebrated patron of the week. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and sign up. And you may be featured in an upcoming episode of Who Would Win. All right, Delvin, it's time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us the story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between the Human Torch and Monkey D. Luffy.
I have a decision. This is going to be interesting, so I'm just going to lay it out and just tell you how I went. So I see these characters because I know both these characters are heroes for the most part. So I see, let's just say that, you know, Luffy's doing some pirating stuff as he's known to do. Then Human Torch comes up on him. It's like, hey, shouldn't be doing that. And Luffy being the kind-hearted, fun-loving, aloof character that he is going to be like, why don't you join my pirate crew? Human Torch like, no, not doing that. And then Luffy's going to obviously say to him, well, if I beat you in a fight, you have to join us. Human Torch being the guy he is, like, okay, we can do that. So both of these characters get in their stances, and then the battle begins. And it's a battle where, you know, Human Torch is shooting fireballs at him, flaming on at him, attacking him. Luffy's coming back with all these punches and barrages. And from the offset, Luffy is kicking the Torch's tail. Because while the Human Torch is powerful, Luffy's punches and his combat experience in terms of, like, fighting skills are superior because Luffy's a master at hand-to-hand combat. He's doing the devil punches. He's taking down the Human Torch. So it's looking bad for Human Torch. But at the same time, Luffy's punches are getting slower and slower. So what ends up happening is Luffy figures out, you know what? Let me get on defensive a little bit so I can kind of recharge a little bit. So what Luffy does is he goes into tank form. Yes, tank form is going to be allowed in this battle. Luffy goes into tank form. Torch is giving him all the things he had to take for him. It's having some effect, but it's still not enough. So Luffy gets back on the offensive. He's taking it to Torch. He's coming in with the punches and stuff like that. He's giving it to Torch. Torch is being smart about the combat. He's fighting Luffy from a distance, but you know, with the devil gum fruit, Luffy can reach him. It's not too much of a problem. But as this battle's going on, Luffy's getting slower and slower. And the reason this is happening is because the whole time during the battle, Torch is emitting heat waves at Luffy, and it's slowing him down, and it's wearing him out. But the question is, will it wear him out enough before Torch extinguishes, essentially? So this battle's continuing on. They're going back and forth. Luffy seems to have the advantage for the most part of the battle, but Torch is fighting back. He's keeping his distance, but he's still kind of putting it on just enough to weaken Luffy. And then you get to that point where Luffy's like, I'm going to go all out. I need to take him out right now. So Luffy gives it everything he's got. He's tearing Torch up. He's wearing Torch out. It looks like Torch is going to lose. But just that moment, Luffy passes out. He doesn't die, because if he died, one, Torch doesn't like to kill people. He doesn't like to kill good people. And because Luffy is a person who's always upbeat, great personality, he knows Luffy's not a bad person. He just thinks he's just doing some suspect things. So Luffy passes out. And because Luffy didn't die, he couldn't get to the Sun God form. And because of that, Torch wins. So your winner, the Human Torch.
Wow. As I love the logic. I completely disagree. You didn't bring up the high ki, the psychological powers, the armament, the fact that the Human Torch burns out way quicker than Luffy does. Delvin Cox, I can't deny that you're the smartest person on the internet still. But man, this is not a good decision on your part. But here's the problem. You're the smartest guy on the internet. So I'm going back and forth on this. All right, Race to Canis. I'm not even going to say congratulations on the win, because I'm going to congratulate Delvin Cox on this win. But you were here too. Tell the Legion of Audience how you feel right now.
I tried telling you in the boardroom when you demanded to fight with Monkey D. Luffy in this match that it was a bad matchup, that Human Torch had a higher power level. And I was uncomfortable taking you behind the woodshed. But sometimes, James, you don't listen, and you need to eat this L till you learn to listen to me when I give you a warning. Whether it's Burger King or Taco Bell related, or Who Would Win show related, Human Torch versus a guy whose vulnerability is elemental attacks including fire. Delvin, James must have really argued this one well in your mind, the fact that it was even as close as it was.
Let me put it this way. I didn't listen to what you said, Ray. Here's the thing, Delvin. When you look at what the Human Torch has done, how he's lost, how he's won and everything, I laid out the perfect battle plan. And yet, again, you're the smartest person on the internet. I'm not even going to try to figure out where your mind was at. It's definitely operating at a much higher level than mine. Although I will say yet again, Delvin Cox, I completely disagree with your decision. But again, you're the smartest person on the internet. So here's the deal. Love how you told out the story. Loved how you used the nuance and all that. That's the cool thing about Delvin Cox. So come back on the show. You're awesome. You're amazing. Even with a loss, I want you back on very soon. Tell the Javadians, our fan base, where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Devin_Cox. Check out the Devin Cox Experience, the PlayStation Experience, anywhere you get podcasts. And also check out Justice League Mortal, the Mortalverse in general, because I'm all over that. I'm Green Lantern. So definitely check that out.
An excellent Green Lantern, might I add to that. All right, Ray Cicanus. Questionable win, young man. That's all I'm going to say. With that being said, tell Legion of Audience where they can find you online.
You know, I'm going to talk about the Mortalverse as well, because I just got a new script to ride the Batman train again. I can't talk any more than that, but I have new Batman in the Mortalverse coming, so keep an eye on that space. Reclaim Detroit Episode 7 is also deep in post-production right now. I've heard the cuts with the music. It will be out hopefully sooner rather than later. It is out of my hands and there is nothing else I can do about it.
2026.
It will be out when it is ready. And hopefully the other episodes will not take as long between 6 and 7 or indeed 5 and 6. Look, it's a passion project for me. It comes out when it comes out and I hardly pay anybody.
2028.
So we're just going to have to live with the timing, even though, of course, I would like to get the whole thing in front of you guys right away. As far as this battle goes, I've said what I need to said. I love the Human Torch. I've loved him since I was a kid. He's a dude made of fire who flies through the air and hits people with fire. What is cooler than that? The answer is absolutely nothing. I officially believe Human Torch has defeated Monkey D. Luffy so aggressively that the Popeye decision has now been reversed. And now Monkey D. Luffy is 0-2 on the Who Would Win show. That's how badly Human Torch destroyed him. On this day, if you are sitting at home listening to this show, when Delvin Cox began his final verdict, and you actually thought James's story of Monkey D. Luffy needing like 7 different forms that all only exist in the last 2 months of the manga in order to beat Human Torch was viable, I have some questions about other aspects of your life. Not a single person in this audience thought that Human Torch would lose when that decision became started. That's English. It works. The point I'm trying to make here is you can find me on Threads at AlmightyRay316. Would you like to see me live stream some Final Girl? I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. Tell me you want to see it, and I'll do it. If one person in our audience, okay, three. If three people in our audience hit me up on Threads at AlmightyRay316 and say they want it, I'll do it.
Are there like 3 people on Threads in total?
More non-bot users than the Twitter right now. So, you know, make of that what you will.
This whole episode leaves a bad taste in my mouth because Ray was here, but also it leaves a good taste in my mouth because Delvin Cox was here. Remember, check out Delvin Cox's stuff. He is awesome. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, I guess that's what they're calling it, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gavsey. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Ray Cicanus, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time. Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and love listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
Hi, I'm Kevin Goatee.
Hey, I'm Kevin Israel.
We host Gutting the Sacred Cow, the best and most unique movie debate podcast out there. Why?
Because we invite our guests to pick a film that they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their argument.
They must pick a film that is a financial success, widely beloved, or critically acclaimed.
That's right. Some of the films our guests have tried to eviscerate, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters? You can find us on all podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. And if you want to watch our smiling faces, we're also on YouTube.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com is where you find all of our information. And we look forward to our guests infuriating you when they attack your favorite films.